good to be back with you guys.
很开心回到台湾，回到你们中间。
I've been here for a week working with the families.
我上个礼拜呢都在我们这个场地哦，我们在举办家庭相关的特会。
And the children's ministry team.
以及还有服侍我们当中儿主的团队。
And today is my last day.
那今天是我在台湾服侍最后的一天了。
And I go home to my family tomorrow.
终于明天可以回去跟我的家人团聚。
I miss them a lot.
我好想我的家人哦。
But it's been really good to be here for Family Month with you guys.
可是呢，我想特别在家庭月，我们来办这个特会，或是这些的服事，真的很有意义。
Family is really important.
因为你知道，家庭真的太重要了。
I want to. My goal for my life.
我的人生唯一的目标。
Is to be.Respected the most from the people who know me the best.
我希望那些最认识我的人也会是最尊敬我的人。
Sometimes we want to be respected the most by the people who are strangers to us.
你知道有的时候我们会渴望是谁来尊重我们的，是那些我们根本不认识，他也不认识我们的人，我们希望那些人尊重。
But a good goal of the believer.
可是作为基督徒的我们的目标
is to have our spouses and children respect us the most.
应该是期待我们的家中与我们最靠近的，可能是我们的配偶、孩子，是最尊敬我们、最敬重我们的人。
So how we treat our family is really important.
这就带出了我们怎么样对待我们家人，就也很重要。
I think it's probably the most important.
甚至我认为可能是我们在这个世上最重要的。
So since we're talking about family, I wanted to show you a picture of mine.
那既然讲到家人，我一定要把我全家福给大家看一下。
There they are.
来了，全家福的照片。
My wife and I have been married 16 years.
坐在我右手边，你的左手边看到是我的太太，结婚16年。
Our daughter is 14 years old.
坐我们前面的这个黑衣服呢，是我们女儿14岁大。
Our older son is 11.
那二儿子呢，坐在这个你们的左手边，这个是。
And our little guy is about to turn 8.
11岁，那我们就是小儿子已经快要8岁了。
As their dad and husband,
作为他们的父亲，我太太的丈夫。
I want to provide a very healthy environment for all of them.
我希望我可以在家里营造出一个很健康整全的环境。
I want to create an environment that is filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我希望我营造出的一个环境氛围是充满了圣灵的果子。
I want to nourish and feed my family with the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我希望我喂养给我的家人都是圣灵的果子。
I want my home to be filled with love.
我希望我的家里是充满了仁爱。
And joy.
喜乐。
And peace.
和平。
And patience.Patience,
跟耐心
kindness,
然后有这些良善
gentleness,
然后温柔
self-control,
还有节制
That's what I want for my home.
我希望我的家人都经历到这些
I want to grow that for them.
我希望我在我的家里面是长出这些的果子来
Anytime I am not patient with my wife or my kids.
但我也要反过来说，每当我对我的太太或孩子失去耐心的时候
，Which we've all been there，
我们都经历过，对吗？一代都有，不用举手，不用举手。
But anytime I'm impatient with them, something is choking out the fruit of the Holy Spirit, patience.
可是我就要知道了，如果我对我的太太或者孩子失去耐心，那就表示我的心里面有一个东西挤住了东西，让圣灵的果子没有办法长出来。
Anytime I'm not kind,
每一次当我对他们不和善
something's choking out the fruit of kindness.
也就表示这个和善的果子在我的里面被挤住了，所以它长不出来。
Anytime I'm not gentle,
每一次当我不温柔的时候
Something's choking out the fruit of the Holy Spirit, gentleness.
那就可见这个温柔，这个圣灵的果子，在我心里面也被挤住了，所以它生长不出来。
Isn't it interesting? All these fruits of the Spirit are very connected to our emotional state.
你不觉得也很有趣？如果你仔细去看这些圣灵的果子，其实它跟我们里面情绪的状态是很有关系的。
Emotions are real important.
可见情绪是很重要的。
If I'm impatient, my emotional state is probably anger.
如果我里面失去耐心，很有可能我的情绪大概就是在愤怒的里面。
If I'm unkind, my emotional state is probably anger.
如果我对人不和善，也很有可能我的里面心里是愤怒的。
The fruit of the spirit is very connected to our emotions.
所以你就发现圣灵的果子其实跟我们的情绪大大相关。
So is anger and impatience and frustration.
所以 不光是我们刚刚讲的失去耐心、愤怒，或者是我们里面那种挫折感。
In the Bible, there's a verse, Ephesians 3:20.
在以弗所书的三章二十节这里。
Here's what it says.
这里怎么说的呢？
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
他讲说，神能照着运行，如果我们的顺序照着我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，而且是超远超过我们所求所想。
He can.
他可以做。
He can blow our minds with what he does with us.
他所成就的一切会远超过我们所求所想。
Exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
是大力充充足足成就一切远超过我们所求所想。
But the rest of the verse.
可是你知道这经文的前半段有趣。
Says what our job is.
因为这个我们英语中语顺这个语序不太一样。
Here's what it says.
它后面英文的后面说到我们的责任。
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think.
可是呢，在我们的中文是前面提到，可是他讲的说，神能成就那些我们心里面超越所求所想的一切。
According to the power that works in us.
可是是照着什么？前面讲到运行在我们心里面的那个大力。
What's going on in here?
意思是在我的心里。
Decides if I partner with God,
我心里的境况居然能够决定
or resist God.
我要么是跟神合作，要么我就变成抵挡神。
Whether I allow Him to do what He's able to do,
我能不能容许神让神在我的里面做成那一切
or whether I resist,
还是我其实会抵挡他
what He wants to do,
让他没有办法做成那些能够超过我所求所想成就一切。
We have a huge part to play in what God does in our lives.
所以你知道神在我们生命的工作其实跟我们的心是很有关系的。
And in our families,
在我们的家中他要成就什么也是。
We have a really big part to play.
所以我们其实有很大的责任，或者我们有一个角色在当中。
And the word in the Bible for the power that works in us, the word for works.
那圣经里面讲到说这个运行的大力的那个原文
is directly connected to the emotions we have.
其实跟我们英文用到这个情绪 emotion 这个字是同样的字根。
Our emotional state,
你知道我们的情绪状态
either allows us to partner with God,
我们在讲的就是要么是容许神
or resist,
不然就是会抵挡神。
Our emotional state decides if we're growing patience,
我们情绪的状态会决定我们是能够长出耐心
or impatience,
还是我们其实会失去耐心。
Whether we're growing what God's planted in our lives,
我们能够栽种出并长出神渴望栽种在我们心里的
or we're growing what something else that was planted,
还是其实我们种的是根本不是神要的。
A part of creating an environment for our families that the fruit of the Spirit is our regular experience.
当我前面讲到说，我们如果都渴望在我们的家里营造出一个氛围环境，是圣灵的果子可以自由的生长。
It's taking care of our emotions.
那我们就必须好好照顾自己的情绪。
And a huge part of taking care of our emotions,
而照顾好自己的情绪有很大一部分
is making sure we are bringing healing to the emotions of our past.
其实就首先我们要做的就是要回头来看，那过去我在情绪有没有哪一些部分是受到伤害，是需要得到医治的。
Whenever somebody dies,
你知道每当有一个人死去
the people who are in relationship with them start to review that relationship.
我们很常会在一个人过世了以后开始回想，啊，我过去跟他的关系等等的。
Anytime a relationship ends, we review it.
所以你知道每一次当一个关系结束，我们会回头来检视。
And we find things that we wish were different or better or we had more of.
我们很常会在失去一段关系以后再回头检视的时候来回想说，要是我当初就是这种悔不当初的时候。
But we usually only do this when a relationship ends.
可是往往这种悔不当初是什么时候来做呢？就是当我们的关系已经逝去。
Somebody dies or there's a divorce.
要么是有人逝世，不然就是可能我们的经历离婚或是分手这种时候。
We start to review those relationships.
才来回想啊，过去我跟他的种种。
And we find things we wish would have been different.
然后就回头来想说，要是当年，要是那个时候，我有怎么怎么就好了。
It happens to all of us.
我们大概也都经历过。
But we can review relationships.
可是其实你知道吗？
Before they finish.
最好检视关系的时间是在这关系还没结束
的时候。And we can review relationships.
更好检视关系的时间。
So we can heal What happened?
其实是在它还没结束，然后我们可以先来解释那我里面的状态。
Here's what's so interesting about relationships.
你知道跟你过讲到关系很有趣的事。
When a relationship is over.
当一段关系结束了。
Whether it's a husband and wife.
即便我说可能是丈。
Or a boyfriend or girlfriend.
丈夫妻子男女朋友。
Or a family member dies.
也或者是可能家庭里面有一位至亲逝世。
Or a pet dies.
也或者可能是失去你的宠物。
Whenever a relationship ends.
这个一个人好像一方不在了，这关系结束了以后。
The emotional relationship continues.
其实我们表面上的关系结束，可是心里那个还过不去啊。
And the emotional relationship is like seeds that have been planted.
这个情绪过不去，其实它就好像是一个种子，持续的埋在我们心里。
Like seeds that have been buried.
就好像你把一个种子就埋藏在心里一样。
And if we don't get those seeds out of our hearts,
那如果这个情绪的种子没有被你挪出掉你的心，
they're going to grow something in our other relationship.
那它就会长出来，而且是长在哪里？长在你其他的关系当中。
So I decided because of all this,
也因着我意识到这一切，
that I wanted to review a relationship.Before it was over.
我就决定在一段关系还没有结束前，我先来回头看它。
Because I realized there were some emotions that had been buried in my heart.
因为我自己发现到说，哦，原来我的心里面有潜藏着这些情绪。
From old relationships.
是因着过去的一段关系而带下的。
That were growing something in my present relationship.
但是那段关系所种下的那个种子，其实现在已经长出了一些东西，在我现有的关系里。
So.A little while back,
所以你知道，蛮早一段时间之前，
I reviewed my relationship with my mother.
我就回顾了我与我母亲的关系。
I reviewed every part of my relationship.
以及就是在我们关系当中的每一个层面。
And here's what I found.
我就发现到，
I found this one moment.
我就记得有一次，
in my childhood.
那个时候我还小。
That changed my life forever.
但是呢，那一刻完全翻转，你可以说它改变了我的人生。
It had been affecting me for years.
而且这些年来，其实我不断的受到那件事的影响。
And I never saw it.
可是我过去我都不了解，原来是这么一回事。
It was when I was 8 years old.
那个时候是发生在我八岁大。
My mom brought me into the living room in our house.
我妈妈就在我们家里面叫我到客厅。
And she had been dating a man.
那个时候呢，她跟男人在约会。
Going to church with him.
那她也会跟他一起上教会。
Falling in love with him.
她跟他相爱。
And this was the moment she told me, we're going to get married.
那个时候呢，我的妈妈告诉我说，她跟这个男人要结婚了。
Now the reason they were getting married is because my parents were divorced when I was a baby.
那我刚还没有讲，你可能想说，哈，跟别人男人，因为我还小，我还是 baby 的时候，我的父母就离婚。
So I spent 8 years just me and my mom.
所以你知道有八年来的时间，就是我跟我的妈妈孤独相处。
And then my mom is bringing me in.
那我的妈妈呢？
And saying, Seth.
就是带我到客厅，又告诉我说。
Me and your stepdad.
哇 ，Seth， 你看，这是你的继父。
He's gonna be your stepdad.
他会成为你的继父。
We're gonna get married.
我们就要再婚了。
And at first, I felt joy.
其实老实说，一开始我蛮开心的。
I'm not gonna be the only man in the house.
因为我终于不用再是家里面唯一的一个男人，才八岁。
I felt a lot of safety.
我终于觉得哇，好像有很安全感。
Because at 8 years old, when you're the man of the house, it's kind of scary sometimes.
因为你可以想象吗？八岁大的孩子要成为家里面唯一一个男人，其实想到是会怕的。
I felt joy.
所以其实。时间我是开心的
，and safety，
喜乐、安全感的感觉。
But I also felt some other stuff。
可是同时内心还有一点别的情愫
，that I had never seen。
那个是我当时没有发现的。
Because my dad and mom got divorced when I was a baby。
你知道，当我即便还很小，我的父母亲就离婚。
I spent my whole childhood。
可是我到我八岁大之前
，praying for my dad to come home。
每天在祷告的是，我要我爸爸回家。
Every day I prayed.
我每一天都这样祷告。
God, bring my dad home.
我说神啊，求你让我的爸爸回家。
God, bring my family back together.
神啊，让我的家人可以团聚。
God, I want my dad.
神，我要我爸。
Every day I prayed.
每一天我都这样祷告。
And I cried.
而且是哭着流泪祷告。
For my dad to come home.
祷告要我的爸爸可以回家。
And I told people.
我还会告诉别人。
Mom.
我会跟我妈说。
I want dad to come home.
妈，我真的好想要爸爸回来。
Dad, I want you to come home.
我直接跟她说，我希望你可以回到我们家。
I want our family back together.
我希望我们的家人可以重新团聚。
And when my mom brought me into the living room.
可是那天当我妈妈带我到客厅。
And she told me.
告诉了我。
We're going to get married.
她要跟另一个男人结婚的时候。
I realized.
我就意识到了。
The prayers that I prayed were not going to be answered.
都不可能得应允了。
I prayed for my dad to come home.
因为我一直在祷告，是我爸爸要回家。
And now it's not going to happen.
现在这件事是不可能发生了。
I communicated I wanted my dad home.
我都已经告诉了所有人，我希望我爸爸回家。
And now it's not going to happen.
但现在就是不可能了。
So while I had joy and safety.
所以即便我第一时间我感觉到喜乐安全感。
In my heart.
在我的心里。
I also had deep sadness.
可是同时我心里面也感到很深的忧伤。
Because sadness shows up whenever we lose something.
为什么会忧伤？因为当我觉得我失去一个东西，我就是会忧伤啊。
And everyone's lost something or someone.
所以我相信在场的我们都失去过一些东西，或是你好像。
But for me, in this moment,
有一些人离你而去，可是当时对我来说
，as an 8-year-old,
作为一个八岁大的孩子
，the first thing I lost,
我第一个失去的
，was the belief that people listened.To my voice.
其实是我不相信有人真的会听我在说什么。
I communicated something and people didn't listen.
我讲啦，可是谁听我没有。
My voice didn't matter.
可见我的声音根本不重要吧。
The next thing I lost.
我第二个失去了什么呢
？All at the exact same moment.
就在那个当下，同时间。
Was trust in prayer.
我不再相信祷告有用。
I lost trust that God cared.What about what I cared about?
我也失去了对神的信任，因为我觉得我在意的神根本不在意。
Now I know pastors aren't supposed to talk like this.
我知道作为一个牧师，我不应该告诉你我根本不相信神。
I know Christians aren't supposed to talk like this.
我知道基督徒怎么会说自己不相信神呢
？Because we're really good at pretending like we trust God with everything.
但我们之所以不说，是因为我们很会假装。
And we're really bad about being honest about when we lost.Some trust.
我们很会假装，表面看起来都没事，可是其实我们心里面是失去了那份信任的。
But at 8 years old,
可是作为八岁大的我
，I fully lost trust in God.
我真的完全失去了对神的信任。
It's the only thing I cared about.
因为那是过去我只在意，我只是想要我爸爸回来。
My one prayer.
我也不过就做那个祷告。
Not answered.
可是这个祷告永远没有被应允。
My voice.
我的声音
didn't matter.
有谁听见？
Not only that,
不光如此哦。
This is where hatred entered my heart.
同时那天憎恨进到我心里。
I didn't hate my mom.
我恨的不是我妈妈。
I didn't hate my stepdad.
我也不恨我的继父。
I just hated my situation.
我只是恨我面对到这个情况。
I hated that my dad wasn't going to be the dad in my home.
我很痛恨的是我的爸爸永远不可能回家了。
So I have deep sadness.
所以第一个我有很深的忧伤。
Around God and around my voice.
对于我听。就是我的声音没有人听见，跟我不相信神这件事很忧
伤。
同时，我也有憎恨。
For my situation，
憎恨我所面对到的这情况。
I have joy and safety，
即便我一开始是喜乐有安全感。
And sadness and hate，
但同时又有这些悲伤的情绪。
All at the exact same time，
憎恨的情绪同时在我里面翻搅。
Being buried into my heart，
可是那天就是深埋在我的心里了。
Like a seed，
就像种子一样种下去。
That would eventually grow，
而最终它终会长出。
And bear fruit，
长出一些果子来。
Now here's what hatred grew inside of me.
你说那憎恨在我里面长出了什么呢
？When I was 12,
你知道我十二岁大的时候
，I started having visions in my mind.
我就开始脑袋会闪过一些的画面。
Of how to commit suicide.
我就在想我可以怎么自杀。
I was plagued with it.
十二岁，我就在想这些事了。
I had multiple ideas of how to commit suicide.
我甚至已经想了好几种可以自杀的方法。
Why?
你说为什么
？I hated my situation.
怎么会这样？因为我很痛恨我当时面对的情况。
Hate was growing suicidal thoughts.
所以呢，憎恨它就长出了这个自杀的念头来。
I hope you're okay with me being actually honest with you.
我今天真的是掏心掏肺了，希望你们还承受得住哈。
I don't know if you're used to it, but. I'm used to it, so I'm going to be honest.
我不知道你们习惯上面的人这么诚实，可是我一直都这么的老实，所以我只能这么说。
I spent my teenage years.
我的青少年时期。
Trying not to kill myself.
我一直在努力的就是不要自杀。
Because the thoughts were there.
因为我的里面想的都是自杀的念头。
The ideas were there.
你知道那个想法就是离不开。
The plans were there.
我就是会想到怎么自杀。
And now I know where they came from.
我现在终于我。到了长到这个岁数，我才知道那哪里来的。
Sadness and hate had been buried in my heart, and now they were growing something.
是因为从我八岁大的时候，那个忧伤、那个憎恨进到我的心里，埋藏在里面，然后开始长出这些自杀念头来。
Here are a few things that cause us to bury our emotions in our hearts.
有一些东西会使我们好像把这个种子更深的压在我们的心里。
And not get them out.
而且是不去处理掉它。
I'm just going to tell you.
所以我就直接告诉你们。
All of society.
你知道所有的社会。
Is communicating to us.
社会其实都在告诉我们。
That we should bury our emotions.
哇，你的情绪不要抒发出来啊。
Movies.
你知道连电影。
Family.
或者是家庭。家人
friends,
或者是你的朋友们
all of society is telling us bury your emotions.
基本上你好像周围的环境都在告诉你说情绪要往内压就对了
so we get really good at it.
所以呢，大家都很自然而然就会了
but these are what I call myths.
可是我会把这些称为其实是我们的迷思
another word I like to use is spells.
也或者是我会说它好像是一个咒语，是一个仙丹灵丹
It's like someone put a spell on us.
你知道就好像有一个人对你说了一个咒语
So that we bury our emotions instead of get them out.
希望你那个情绪就往内压，压得越深越好，都不要显露出来
All you have to do is watch a little child for 5 minutes.
看一个小孩五分钟，观察他五分钟
And children are very good.At getting their emotions out.
小孩的情绪是毫不掩藏的，不是吗？
It's normal and natural to get our emotions out.
对我们来说，其实显露出情绪是再自然不过的一件事啊。
It's not normal or natural to bury our emotions.
我告诉你，情绪往内压一点都不正常，也一点不自然。
That has to be taught to us.
那是我们学会的，或是被教导要这么做的。
Because if a little kid loses their toy,
你看一个小孩如果他的玩具不见了会怎样
？They are going to tell you they are sad.
就会很明显的告诉你他有多难过。
If a little kid gets hurt,
如果一个小孩受伤了
，They are going to tell you.
撞到了他一定马上会让你知道
，Right?
对不对？做父母的。
It's normal and natural to get our emotions out.
情绪的表达，情绪的显露是很自然、很正常的一件事。
But then society teaches us to bury them.
可是，在我们成长的过程中，我们的环境、我们的社会不断的告诉我们要压抑。
Here's how it happens.
我们来看看这些咒语灵丹是什么。
Don't feel bad.
哎呦，不要难过啊。
Oh, your mom's getting remarried.
哦，你妈要再婚了吗？
Don't feel bad, you're gonna have a dad.
啊，不要难过，你有个新爸爸多好。
Don't feel bad, you're gonna be safe.
哦，你看，你接下来就家里安全了。
Oh, your friend moved.
哦，你的朋友搬家了。
Don't feel bad.
哎呦，不要难过嘛。
You'll make more friends.
之后朋友再交就有啦。
Which is the third one up there?
其实这跟第三个也很像。
Replace the loss.
就是什么不见再找就有了。
Don't feel bad. You can make more friends.
哇，你朋友一定会更多了。
Oh, your boyfriend left you. Don't feel bad. You can. There's plenty of other men out there.
哇，你的男朋友离开你啊，没关系啦，还有别的男人，教会里面弟兄这么多。
And then the little kid starts crying.
孩子们当他们哭了的时候。
Expressing what's going on inside them.
他们很想要表达他们心里面的感受。
Sometimes parents say, "If you're going to cry, go to your room."
可是有时候大人会怎么对他们说呢？要哭，回房间自己去哭去。
If you're going to cry, go to your somewhere else.
如果你要哭的话，到旁边哭去。
So the little kid goes off by themselves and cries.
所以小孩呢，就只能自己流泪。
And instead of the tears,
那你知道他流下来的眼泪
bringing healing to their heart,
其实没有办法让他的心得医治
The tears just water the seed of emotions that was buried.
反而是不断的在浇灌他原本埋在心里面那些令他痛苦的种子，他只是更多去浇灌那个痛苦
So grieving alone,
所以你知道自己哭
is a spell that gets put on us.
假如说哦，你自己到旁边哭，那其实是像是一个咒语在你身上一样。
Another one is time will heal it.
另外一个说啊，时间过了都会好的。
People say this all the time.
时间会医治一切，有没有听过这个说法？
Time doesn't heal anything.
时间才不会医治一切嘞。
If time healed,
如果时间真的可以医治
，every old person would be extremely healthy.
那我们刚刚那个院长报告的影片好像不太对，因为老人应该是最得医治的一群人呢、啊。
The older you get, the more healthy you become.
不是应该越老就越健康吗？
We know that's not true.
但我们都知道事实并非如此。
Every elderly person would be sharp and in their right mind and clear and healed.
如果时间真的可以医治一切，那我们所有的老人年纪越大，应该你知道都哦越敏锐越睿智，然后你知道非常的清晰头脑，然后可以知道一切。
Time doesn't heal.
最健康，但时间并不是如此，所以可见时间没有医治一切。
If proper actions are not taken, time will do damage.
如果你没有采取必要该采取的措施，时间只会带来更大的伤害。
Because if we're burying our emotions,
因为你知道，当你情绪越压越深
，the more time that goes by,
它其实是有更多时间生长
，the more emotions get buried,
而且长得更深
，and the more negative stuff can grow.
这个根长得越深的时候，你长出来的东西就越负面。
Proper actions taken in time are what heal us.
唯有当你适时的采取必要的措施，才是真正能得医治的关键。
There's a couple more I want to show you.
那还有一些想要来当让大家看到。
Be strong or be strong for others.
哎，你要坚强，你要为别人振作起来。
I can't cry. I need to be strong for my kids.
我现在就已经很难过，我还不能哭，我要为我的孩子振作。
I can't cry. I need to be strong for my wife.
哦，我必须要为我的太太坚强起来，所以我不能哭，做一个男人。
I can't tell you what's going on inside me because I have to be strong for you.
我必须要为你坚强振作，所以我心里面再难过，我都不能告诉你。
And we try to be strong.
我们很努力的想要坚强振作。
Not realizing it's making us weak.
可是却没发现，我越想要显得坚强，里面反而越软弱。
Because to really be strong,
因为我告诉你，真正的坚强是什么
？We got to be honest.
我们必须要诚实面对。
The last one.
最后的
Americans are very good at this.
哇，美国真的很擅长这一点。
You know who's better than Americans?
但你知道比美国人更厉害的是哪一些人吗
？Asians.
就是我们华人。
That's not an insult. I'm not trying to insult you.
我今天讲这些不是要让你觉得有点不好意思。
I'm just saying.
我只是告诉你事实。
We're all really good at keeping busy.
就人都是，我们很懂得让自己忙起来。
You guys are really good.
我华人更懂得忙碌的哲学。
Whenever stuff is going on in here,
你知道，每当我们心里面其实有些不开心的事情
，the more busy we become,
我们就会让自己越来越忙。
The more we don't notice what's happening,
好像我们不去理会自己心里面的感受。
It's just a myth. It's just a spell that got put on us.
但这些其实都是你以为这样做就可以好了的迷思，或者是说像是一个咒语灵丹。
We all have this.
其实我们都有这样子的想法。
We all hear this.
我们都听过别人这样告诉我们。
But what's really good about recognizing these?
可是你知道，真的你要去认出这些
is when we catch ourselves.
就是当你发现
just trying to be busy.
你知道，你就发现，哎，我又想要去忙这些东西了
Or just trying to isolate ourselves.
或者是你发现说，哎，我就是想要离群所居
Or just trying to tell ourselves not to feel bad.
或者是我想要告诉自己说，哎，真的不要难过，难过什么
Or trying to replace the loss.
我们或者是告诉自己说，哎，我下一个天涯何处方找，再找就有了。
Or being strong for everyone else.
也或者说啊，我要为所有人坚强振作。
As soon as we catch ourselves doing that,
当你又发现，哎，我自己里面又有这个念头，再这样告诉自己
，we can go, oh, maybe there's something I need to get out.
那个当下，你就要发现，哎，是不是其实我里面有一些东西
？Maybe there's something I need to process.
是需要被挖出来好好处理消化的。
Maybe there's some things I'm trying to avoid.
是不是我尝试要回避掉一些什么？所以我会这样想。
So I can come out from under that spell.
所以我就可以不再受到这种咒语的影响。
There's three components to get us out of the spell.
你知道，让我们能够完全的逃脱这个咒语的影响，有三个主要的关键。
And to get the emotions out, so they're not buried in there anymore.
以及这三个方式也能够帮助我们，让原本埋藏在心里面的那个情绪被移除、被排除掉。
I don't have time to go into all three components.
可是我也必须说很抱歉，今天的时间关系，我没有办法三个全部跟各位分享完。
Because normally this would be a 24-hour class.
因为一般哦，这个我去上的时候是24小时的一个课程。
I work with people for 24 hours over the course of 8 weeks.
所以你知道，我是在八周里面花24个小时跟人去面对这些情绪上的伤痛。
To work on this.
好好的一起来面对
，to bring healing，
好叫他们得着医治
，to bring wholeness，
并且带下整全
，to their hearts，
然后让他们的心
，so they can bring wholeness to their families，
可以得整全了以后，让他们的家庭情绪也是整全的。
So I'm only going to talk about one of them。
所以我今天只能跟你讲到其中的一个。
It's one that we're familiar with in the church.
不过呢，幸好这个对我们来说，在教会里面是熟悉的。
It's forgiveness.
就是讲到饶恕。
Forgiveness is so important.
饶恕我相信我们都知道很重要。
Jesus said, if you don't forgive when God forgave you,
耶稣说如果神已经先饶恕你但你不去饶恕
you will have chaos in your mind.
你的心里面心思意念就会受到搅扰。
A lot of the reason why people have no peace in their mind
is
because of unforgiveness. It's just a reality. It's just how it works.
没办法，神的法则就是如此。
But in the church, when we talk about forgiveness,
可是很常当我们在讲到饶恕,
usually we only forgive the event.
就发现到我们常只有饶恕表面的事件
The thing that happened
就是那些发生了的事
Like in my case
比方说在我的故事中
The event was my mom told me she was going to get remarried
发生的事件是什么我的妈妈告诉我她要再婚
That's great
其实是很棒的一件事
It just doesn't do anything for the emotions connected to the event
只是我要处理的是跟这个事件相连里面的情绪
Because every event causes emotions
因为每一个情绪一定都会带来相关的情绪每一个事件都会带来相关的情绪
So we have to forgive deeper than we normally do
所以我们必须不是只是饶恕我们表面上看到的而是要更深的下去挖掘
And learn to let go of the emotions that came with the event
并且学习透过这个事件所带来的情绪如果已经埋在里面我们可以怎么放下它
In my case, I had to forgive and let go of the deep sadness
所以在我的故事当中我必须要饶恕的是随着这个事件而来的那个悲伤在我里面的那个情绪我必须放下
I had to let go of the hate
我必须要放下我里面因着这个事件而有的憎恨憎恨
Not just the eventAll the things underneath it.
不是只是表面上看到那个事情本身，而是底下他所拖的一头拉苦的这些情绪。
Not just the event that opened up my heart.
不是只是那个让我的心好像被破开了的那个事件。
But the seeds that got planted.
而是这个事件所藏在里面、埋藏进去的那个种子，才是我要挖出来的东西。
Here's the way that it plays out.
那你说怎么做呢
？If I'm a little boy.
假设我小的时候。
And I think.Or believe
我以为我相信
that my voice doesn't matter.
你还记得我刚刚的故事？我说我觉得我的声音不重要。
That people don't listen to my voice.
为什么？因为我觉得没有人要听我在说的话。
That people don't care what I have to say.
我觉得没有人在乎我要说什么。
If I believe that as a little boy,
如果我从小就这么相信了
，and the seed goes in,
这个种子现在已经埋藏在我心里。
And then I have my own family.
那现在我自己有我自己的家庭了。
I have my own kids.
我有我自己的孩子。
And my wife.
我有我的太太，我的配偶。
And that seed has been growing.
可是你知道，这个种子种下去，它就会长东西出来。
People might not listen to you.
一直告诉我说，人。
Your voice doesn't matter.
你的声音根本没有人想听啊。
Then when I'm talking to my kids.
那你就想象我在跟我的孩子讲话的时候。
And they're not listening.
我一发现，哎，我的孩子好像我讲话他们没在听。
It's really easy.
我很容易就会怎么样呢
？For me to raise my voice.
我就会提高我的音量。
I said, get ready.
我说了，赶快准备上学。
Oh, I have to raise my voice because I believe mine doesn't matter.
因为我一直以来都相信我的声音不重要，所以我必须提高音量，别人才会想听。
I have to change my tone.
我还要改变。
Then they'll listen.
我要改变我的音调，不然他们不会听。
If I can just get you to listen to my voice.
只要我能够让你听我，听我这个爸爸说话。
Because I believe.People don't listen to it.
会这么做，一切都是因为我心里面相信别人不会想听我说的。
So I will grow anger.
所以我会种下什么？我又长出了愤怒。
Frustration.
然后种下长出挫折感。
I will use fear.
我会用恐惧、
shame
用羞愧，在我的声音里面去传达。
Where did the fruit of the spirit go?
那你说这样子还有哪里有圣灵的果子可以生长
？Where's the patience and the kindness?
我们说好的耐心的，说好的仁善的。
I don't care.
我根本不在乎。
If we're patient and kind to people who we go to church with.
你知道，我只会想着说，我们会对这些谁，就是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹很和善，很有耐心。要对他们和善有耐心太简单了。
Are you patient and kind to your kids?
但我就回头来问你，你对你的孩子有仁善
？Are you patient and kind to your spouse?
有耐心吗？对你的配偶，你有耐心跟和善吗
？If we're not patient and kind,
发现
to our spouse and our kids?
自己对自己身边最亲近的配偶、孩子不和善、不忍耐，没有这个耐心。
Where's the Holy Spirit?
那我就要问了，圣灵有在你们的中间吗？
Where's the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
因为我看不到圣灵的果子啊。
How did I get the fruit of the Spirit in church but not in my home?
我为什么可以在教会里面好像我有长出圣灵的果子，可我回到家里，圣灵的果子通通不见？
How am I kind?
你看
to strangers.
我没有冒犯的意思，但我们做招待的时候，哇，微笑，欢迎你来到教会，好开心。
How am I gentle to people I barely even know?
这些人我根本第一次见面，但我可以对他很好，很有耐心。
How do I have so much love for people?
哇，这位姐妹，我第一次碰到
她。Sunday,
我主日才碰到她。
But I grow something else at home.
可是可以很有耐心的对他，但回到家里完全不是这么一回事。
It's a scary thought.
我告诉你，想到你应该觉得很可怕哎。
But we have to look at it.
可是越可怕，你越是要诚实以对啊。
If I'm yelling at my kids,
如果我总是对我的孩子大吼
，yelling at my spouse,
我对我的太太讲话也都客气
，angry,
我会用愤怒
，frustrated,
我会用挫折感。
I want them to listen.
我总是会觉得你要听我的。
It's probably just a fruit that I lost a belief about my voice as a child.
如果你发现跟你的配偶也好，孩子也好，你的相处情况是这样，很有可能他在告诉你，其实是因为从你小的时候，你失去了一个对你的话语其实可以被听见的这样的一个信任。
Usually it's not on purpose.
其实我知道你会那样子，也不是故意的。
Parents don't do this to us on purpose.
做父母的没有人想要一天到晚都吼小孩吧。
It's an accident.
真的不是故意的。
My mom didn't try to tell me my voice didn't matter.
我妈妈也没有要故意让我一个做孩子觉得自己的声音不会被听见。
It was an accident.
都是不小心的。
But how I received it?
可是我领受，我感受到了。
Was that my voice didn't matter?
就是对我来说，我能够接受到的就是，其实我讲的话没有人要听。
My prayers didn't matter.
我的祷告也不会被得应允。
God didn't really care.
神可见他根本不在意。
It's not on purpose.
都不是故意的。
But it still happened.
可是他事情就是会这样发生。
And what we can do now?
那我们现在你说好，我意识到，那我可以怎么办
？We can look inside of our hearts.
我们现在可以来检视自己的心。
And go, what emotions need to come out?
好好的检视，然后发现，哎，哪一些情绪其实不应该藏在心里
？Because if I don't take my emotions out of my heart,
因为今天如果我没有让这个情绪可以完全的离开我的心
，I will take my emotions out on my family.
那这个情绪就会被我带给我的家人。
So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes.
所以今天我想邀请在场的每一位，我们闭上我们的眼睛。
We're gonna pray together.
我们要一起来做一个祷告。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们可以邀请敬拜团。
I ask you.
我求你。
That you would show us.
你能够让我们看见
，any moment，
在我们的生命里
，when we were young，
可能在我们还小的时候
，where we believed，
如果我们相信了
，that our voice didn't matter，
自己的声音不重要
，people didn't want to listen to us，
如果我们觉得别人都才不会想听我们
，God， we want to get this seed out。
主，我们今天要拔出这个种子。
We want to let these emotions go.
我们今天要让这个情绪可以被放下。
So we're not changing our voice to our family.
好，叫当我们跟家人讲话的时候，我们就不会想要改变自己的音量。
Holy Spirit, show us.
圣灵，求你让我们看见。
If there was a moment.
如果在我的生命中。
Where we feel like we lost our voice.
有什么时候我们觉得自己好像没有办法再为自己发声
？Now nobody's looking, so I want to invite you.
我想邀请每个人都闭上眼睛哦。
If you see a moment right now in your childhood,
如果刚刚做了这个祷告，然后你发现你想到你的童年
，Where you feel like you lost your voice,
你也发现自己好像是没有办法再为自己说话。
I want to ask you to just quickly raise your hand so I can see.
我想邀请你举起你的手，让我看见，我想来为你祷告。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢你。
I want to invite you now.
那我想邀请你。
To forgive.
一起来饶恕。
Not just the event.
不是只饶恕那个事件。
But the emotions.
而是饶恕他所带来的情绪。
No one can make you do this.
今天没有人能够逼你这么做。
It's an invitation.
这是一个给你的邀请。
To get the emotions out.
让你可以放下那个情绪。
So they're not following you around.
好像这个情绪不会一直尾随在你身上。
So they're not growing other stuff in your life.
然后也不会在你的生命里面长出一些其他的东西来。
So if you want to pray that, I want to invite everyone to pray together.
那刚除了举手的人之外，你现在手也可以放下。我想邀请我们每一位，
我们一起来。Just so we're all praying together.
做这个祷告，我们也给予他们支持。
I want you to say, Jesus.
你跟我一起说，耶稣。
Ahead of time,
过去
in my life,
在我的生命里
where I lost my voice,
我好像失去了说话的机会
I felt like my voice didn't matter,
我觉得自己的声音不重要
and that hurts,
那个让我很受伤
and I feel sad,
我感到悲伤
So I lost something very valuable.
因为对我来说，我失去了一个很重要的东西。
And today,
但今天
I choose.
我选择
to let go.
我选择放下
of the event that happened.
那个发生了的事件。
The person that made me feel like my voice didn't matter.
我也要放下那个让我觉得自己声音不重要的人。我要放下那个让我觉得自己声音不重要的人。
I choose to let them go.
我选择要放过他们。
I also choose to let go of the sadness.
我也选择要放下我的悲伤。
Jesus, remove that seed.
耶稣，求你挪除那个种子。
Out of my heart.
从我的心里拔除。
So that what I'm growing.
所以我现在。
Is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
可以长出圣灵的果子。
I want the people closest to me.
我希望我身边最亲近的人。
To be the ones that respect me the most.
可以成为最尊敬我的人。
Because I grow the fruit of the Spirit for them.
因为我有为他们长出圣灵的果子来。
Jesus.
耶稣。
In the place of sadness.
求你。
Will you plant peace?
用平安取代悲伤的种子。
My voice does matter.
我的声音很重要。
Now I'm just going to pray over you quick.
现在让我来为你们祷告。
Lord, I pray over everyone who felt like they lost their voice as a child.
主啊，如果我们当中有人觉得他从小就好像失去了自己能够说话的机会。
That you would restore trust in their voice.
他们相信自己是可以发声的。
That there would be a new authority in their voice.
他们说话的时候要带下新的权柄。
A new security when they speak to people.
当他们对人说话的时候，里面要有一个极大的安全感。
They'd no longer be afraid of people not listening to them.
他们将不再需要担心自己说的话会没有人听见。
They'd have a new confidence.
他们可以有一个全新的自信。
And a new security.
一个新的安全感。
That their voice matters.
知道自己的声音很重要。
I bless everyone here.
我祝福在场的每一位。
To be emotionally more whole than before.
以及线上观看的弟兄姐妹都能够进入到情感完全的整全。
That these would be people.
让他们。
Who grow the fruit of the Spirit.
都能够长出圣灵的果子在他们的生命里。
Nothing chokes it out.
没有任何东西会挤住圣灵的果子。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿门，阿门。